O, kaj pa to poslušaš?
O, ejma, ne vem, dobila si neko plato, ki je avtomatično v moj smarti, če zdaj čekiram, kaj sploh je to.
Ma ja, šit, sem slišal za to sceno, ja.
Ma ja, dele, neko dele nabavil ta nov Rolandov hibrid Jared in se odločil, da bo sam s tem naredil plato. V bistvu, niti ni tako slabo, kao ni Irci pred časom.
Ja, ti je bilo pa dosti grozno, ja, fak. Ampak dej, a mi lahko daš to ta novo plato tega modela z Rolandom?
Ma ja, lahko, ja, ampak, a imaš jabuk?
Ne, nimam.
A fak, ne, pa ti pa ne moram, ker me lahko še zaprejo. No, ampak sej, ba, ja gremo del zdaj na turnaja s to mašino, prija tudi nam.
O, basla, kjer sva štareca, šitaj.
Jep. Vsak delovni dan v tednu, 9:05 jutranjo, samo na Radiu Študent.
Kot je znano, se je pretekli teden v Ljubljani odvil festival Ment, v katerem smo že, pa tudi še bomo spregovorili v RŠ recenzijah. Ker pa Showcase festival, kot je Ment, ni navaden glasbeni festival, temveč deluje kot platforma, ki povezuje posamezne akterje znotraj glasbene industrije in tako omogoča, da nimo stik ustvarjalcev s potencialnimi bookerji in podobno, smo se z Radija Študent odpravili tudi na Mentov konferenčni del, ki vsako leto spremlja festivalsko dogajanje.
And I'm also a teacher of the drums too.
In ker naj bi Showcase festivali kot je Ment glasbenikom omogočali povezovanje, so pomembni tudi rezultati. Preupraševanje postmentovskih učinkov samega koncepta festivala in tega, kaj festival dejansko omogoči glasbenikom, to so bile teme sklepne konferenčne festivala, naslovljene The Showcase Bubble and How to Escape It. Andraž Kajzer je kot govorce na njo povabil Tomasa Heherja, predstavnika Showcase festivala Waves na Dunaju, glasbeno menedžerko in PR agentko Mašo Pavokovič iz Mashup Mash, Mihajla Hajduka z inštituta Adama Mikleviča na Poljskem, ki deluje kot nekakšen glasbeni spodbojevalnik, in avtorico Miro Lu Kovač, ki je v sklopu festivala v stari mestni elektrarni skupino Schmilz Puls tudi nastopila.
Takole je Kajzer opisal temo konference.
So the idea of this panel was we were discussing a lot about the meaning of showcase festivals. We've been doing this showcase festival for the past 5 years. We've been discovering that a lot of bands kind of see a showcase festival as their way to get out, but they don't know really how to use it. And somehow they just start to apply for showcase festivals. They don't know when to apply, how good they should be, how much experience should they have, who should they take with them. And somehow it makes a feeling of a showcase bubble because these bands sometimes come home and they don't feel they actually got something from it, or they feel kind of lost and don't know how to continue with their career. So my first question will be, and we can start with Mira again, do you feel showcase festivals are a bubble where a lot of bands are touring but are not actually evolving their careers, or do you think there is a chance but you know, you must know how to use it?
Na to je besedo prevzela Mira Lukovač, ki je kot izkušena glasbenica s skupinama 5KHD in Schmilz Plus doživela že nekaj različnih showcase festivalov. O svojih občutkih v zvezi z mehurčkanjem je povedala naslednje.
Well, there's so much to this question, I think, really. It's very interesting. I think in general, of course, showcase festivals can be a huge opportunity not only for very young newcomers and bands and acts and musicians who have not had the opportunity to collect experiences, you know, or like to play international shows and everything, but also to a little more established acts. So it's a great thing to begin with, that those festivals exist and that you have the chance to play in places like this and present yourself and connect and do the networking thing. That's really a great opportunity. But I feel, of course, after having played more showcase festivals, sometimes it feels like you just go from one showcase festival to the next, you know, and it's a nice experience. But in the end, it feels like, is this actually a tour? Or is this a tour of showcase festivals where it's actually like was heißt Vorstellungsgespräch, like an interview for a job, again and again and again and again, but you never really get the job.
Mira je povedala tudi, kakšni problemi lahko v tem kontekstu nastopijo in kako sama razume možno rešitev iz pasti showcasanja.
You have great opportunities there, but I feel like maybe it's time to evolve the idea of it and do more with it. I think there needs to be done more things need to be done ahead of those conferences and workshops and gigs. There needs to be more preparation for bands who will not come with management, for example, because I have also made the experience of going to a showcase festival without any management, and that doesn't make any sense, because then I didn't know at that time, at that age, how to talk to anybody official, you know.
Svojo analizo je predstavil tudi Michal Hajduk z poljskega spodbojevalca glasbenih ustvarjalcev.
I would like to come back to the bubble. I think the first place where we can actually start recognize the bubble is the moment when we realize we have more and more showcase festivals around. Because if you look at it in a time perspective, in the beginning there were very few of them, and suddenly every country, every city wanted to have a showcase. So the line of progression is basically now for more and more events, like in this formula, which makes them less and less productive, because I believe amount of opportunities they create is more or less the same, but amount of events is way bigger than it used to be. So from my perspective, 90% of the artists that we used to work with is not well prepared for the showcase. So that opens the whole sector of discussion, what you're supposed to do as an artist to get prepared, which is, I don't know if this that's the topic of the.
Spregovorila je tudi Maša Pavokovič, ki deluje kot PR agentka, denimo za zasedbo Koala Voice.
Showcase is really good opportunity for a band to go on tour. Of course, if this showcase is out of your country. Maybe it's also the way that you get some financial support from some governmental institutions, from, I don't know, from festival, from Ines, from... So it's the way that you find the point to start thinking about, okay, if I go to spring break in Poland, so it makes sense if I play three concerts on the way there and two on the way back. So that's a really good point if you can take a showcase as a part of your tour. The second point I would like to make is that it's really important that the gig that you play on a showcase, it's not the same gig as you play on a concert the night before. I think that's also the mistake that a lot of bands do. I think that maybe your gig on a showcase festival should be prepared on a slightly different way, because you have to have in mind that some people will have only 10 minutes for your show. They would really like to see you, and you have to have every 10 minutes of your show to shine.
Zadnji sogovorec Thomas Heer je dodal še.
Well, I think if we're talking about a showcase bubble, we should first talk about the reason why showcase festivals exist, why there are popping up showcase festivals all over Europe or all over the world in almost every country. And of course, it reaches back to this really, really massive landslide in the music industry, where the MP3 came up, and it was a total game changer, and like the major income for acts switched from physical sales of physical CD and vinyl to the live industry. But that's only one thing. That live industry became much more important than it was for the income streams of an artist. The second implication was also that the digitalization in the music production, suddenly everyone was able to produce very good music with very, very low investment of money. Like back then, when you had analog recordings, you have to have lots of money to go to a studio to produce a proper CD or a vinyl. And then suddenly, like, you could record your album in the bathroom with just a computer and a hard disk. So that meant that lots of really good music was easily produced, and of course the amount of acts was 10 times, 20 times higher than it was before. So we, on the one hand, we had like the importance of the live sector, and on the other hand, we had lots of acts coming on the live market. So someone, I don't know who it was or where it was, had the idea of, okay, we have to have something for the music industry, for the booking agents, for the label, where they can see a curated part of good acts that are momentarily on the rise, and they could watch them in the most important thing on stage, live. So that was the creation of a showcase festival.
Sporočilo konference je bilo predvsem, da bodo glasbeniki uspešnejši, če bodo na festival prišli bolje pripravljeni. Pozitivno pa naj bi bilo tudi vključevanje managementa in PR agentov. Koliko glasbenikov dejansko neposredno profitira od showcase-kejsovskega angažmaja, ni zares jasno. Pomembno pa je razumeti, da ima takšen showcase lahko tudi veliko takšnih in drugačnih posrednih učinkov.
Now, what's new?
Išla je nova plošča ljubljanskega elektronskega glasbenika in aktivatorja založbe Kamizdat Luke Prinčiča. S ploščo Judy Strout bomo v današnji svaštarnici poslušali milozvočno kompozicijo Swallows.
Postmendovski ponedeljek v mesto in drugam ne prinaša veliko dogajanja. Vseeno pa se lahko oglasite v Cankarjevem domu, kjer bo v Linhartovi dvorani koncert v sklopu abonmaja Glasbe sveta. Tokrat bo nastopil Dani de Moron Septet, ali pa se odpravite na jazz ponedeljek v Činčin na Tobačno.
In to bo moralo biti tokrat vse. Današnjo svaštarnico je pripravil Uroš.
Svaštarnica. Jutranja rubrika, kjer za vas prebiramo novice iz sveta glasbe, zavrtimo kakšen komad in predlagamo kakšno koncertno doživetje. Samo na Radiu Študent.